Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued...
It's the reader's notebook for Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. 50 years ago today, on April 4th, 1968, the world was stunned to learn that civil rights advocate Dr. Martin Luther King had been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was scheduled to address a gathering later that evening. According to his biographer, Taylor Branch, King's last words were to musician Ben Branch, who was scheduled to perform at the event. King said, "Ben, make sure you play Take My Hand, Precious Lord in the meeting tonight, and play it real pretty." King had gone out onto the balcony and was standing near his room when he was struck at 6:01 p.m. by a single .30-06 bullet fired from a Remington Model 760 rifle. The slug pierced King's right cheek, breaking his jaw and several vertebrae as it traveled down his spinal cord, severing his jugular vein and major arteries, before lodging in his shoulder. The force of the shot ripped off his tie, and he fell violently backward onto the balcony, unconscious. He was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, where doctors opened his chest and performed CPR, but he never regained consciousness and was pronounced dead at 7:05 p.m. His autopsy revealed that despite being only 39, his heart was in the condition of a 60-year-old man, which colleagues attributed to the stress of his 13 years in the civil rights movement. Shortly after the shot was fired, witnesses saw a man later believed to be James Earl Ray fleeing from a rooming house across the street. Ray had been renting a room there. Police found a package dumped close to the site, which included a rifle and binoculars, both with Ray's fingerprints. Ray had purchased the rifle under an alias 6 days earlier. A worldwide manhunt was triggered and culminated in his arrest at London's Heathrow Airport 2 months later. Many of King's associates in the civil rights movement called for a nonviolent response to the assassination to honor King's most deeply held beliefs. Despite the appeal for calm by many leaders, a nationwide wave of riots erupted in more than 100 cities. A crowd of 300,000 attended his funeral on April 9th. At his widow's request, King's last sermon at Ebenezer Baptist Church was played at the funeral. It was a recording of his drum major sermon given 2 months earlier, in which he asked that at his funeral no mention be made of his awards or honors, but that it be said he tried to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, be right on the Vietnam War question, and love and serve humanity. King and his wife, Coretta, are entombed in a glistening marble mausoleum at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta. The simple inscription beneath his name recalls the words of an old spiritual that he quoted in his great I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial in 1963. "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 4th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.